Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos, etc., etc. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend and Brain Trust member, Ornella Gross, S-G-R-O-S-Z, last name spelled that way. And her book is called Moneylicious, A Financial Clue for Generation Y. Ornella, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the generations, the colliding. Ornella, sometimes I feel like that we have a situation where the generations are not working together. They're colliding in the marketplace. What do you think?
As I mentioned before, I think with every generation you have the pros and the cons. And I think one of the reasons why with Generation Y you have this, what you see as colliding, is that one, on the negative side, you do have those that probably feel they are more entitled than not. Getting away from that, it's also a different form of communication with Generation Y, which has a lot to do with their upbringing. And one of the areas that I can see when approaching Generation Y, it doesn't mean you have to meet their demands, of course not, but I think it kind of goes along with many other people. Nobody wants to be told what they're not good at. Mm-hmm. They want to know where they are contributing. They want that positive feedback. But at the same time, you point out, you know, constructively where you see an area of.
So you're saying, I'll give you an example. When I was a pup coming up, if my bosses were frustrated at me, if they weren't happy with me, if they were disappointed in me, and there were times when they were, they mm-hmm. told me what I was not doing well, because that was the issue. The issue wasn't what I was doing right. If the issue was what I was not doing right. That's what they felt like they needed to address. And consequently, I got after it. I mean, I took what they said to heart. I believed that if I didn't change, I could lose my job. I believed that they were the bosses, that I needed that they were my managers, they were my mentors, they were my seniors, and that I was there at their pleasure. And so I got after it, and I made changes. I hear today are baby boomers, let's just say, when they have those conversations with Gen Y, the Gen Y folks almost act indignant that they're even being addressed like that.
What I was going to say to that effect, and this actually goes along with what you're saying.
Have you seen what I'm talking about?
Usually the ones I like to work around with tend to be from maybe around 25, 26 and older. So yeah. I actually don't see that as much
yeah.
as probably maybe those who might be a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, and I'm not a parent, but, you know, even when my parents were raising me, you respected authority. You know, if you were told something wasn't right, you fixed it.
Right.
That's why I understand. But now I do see where parents will actually call in the interviewer and ask, why didn't my child get the job?
Yeah.
You know, so I've heard those. So don't get me wrong. I hear both sides
yeah.
of the spectrum. And it also kind of goes back to, you know, the person who's doing the hiring. Why did you hire this particular person? What
mm-hmm.
was it about those skills or talents that you hire them? It costs money to hire people and fire people
and
train them.
That's right.
So how are you utilizing your company's resources in hiring young people? There are plenty of young people that are amazing in what they do and able to contribute in that form of aspect.
One thing I want to say real quickly, Ornella,
mm-hmm.
the nothing that I say or any of the people that I talk to say have anything to do with these people, these young people not being really good human beings. The people I'm talking that I hear about are really good human beings. They're good people.
Mm.
They know right from wrong. They're honest, et cetera, et cetera. I just think, here's what I think. I think that to my generation, I'm saying, guys, don't stop trying to raise these kids. Don't stop trying. Don't give up on them. They need more context. You have the context. Don't give up on them. To the younger kids, I would say, be a little more patient with the older folks. They're not being old fogies. They're trying to help you. What do you think, Anella?
Here's an idea. With these types of people who, these my group, who tends to think that way and think that they are not doing anything wrong, I'd say challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be challenged then challenge them and let them know, look, I didn't think this was done correctly.
Right.
You can even ask them what they even thought about it and have a dialogue, because what I do know is that everyone, and even including my generation, they want to be treated just as an equal, that they're not inferior or subordinate.
Well, they're not inferior, but they're not an equal.
And that's
they're
kind
not
of
equal
the
to the they're not
area.
Equal to the man who or the woman who founded the company.
Not in that kind of way, but in form of respect. Not the fact that they
well,
found
no,
anything,
everybody deserves respect,
them.
But you see what I mean. But it does cross over, Ornella. It does wander. Those lines do get blurred sometimes. Hey, Ornella, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for helping us sort this out a little bit. And I appreciate it very much. Give us your website again, please.
Just head over to OrnellaGrowth.com,
right.
And that's basically my main site.
And that's GROSZ, ladies and gentlemen. And the book is called Moneylicious. Ornella, will you come back again real soon?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon. Ornella Gross, ladies
absolutely.
And gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.